following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Penguin Mysteries. I'm your host, DJ Traumatized, and each week we'll uncover the secrets, mysteries, and dark tales lurking beneath that California surface. Get ready to explore the unexpected that will leave you on the edge of your seat. Stay tuned because the truth is stranger than fiction. Hi guys, I'm your host, DJ Traumatized, and today we'll be talking about life growing up in LA. I have one of Dominican's very own dancers, M. She's a very good dancer. She grew up in the heart of LA, and she's currently 20 years old, and her studies is a dance major, so I'm very excited for that. Emily, how are you doing?
I'm doing well in this fine evening.
Okay, we're going to jump right in. Are you excited?
I am excited.
Ooh, so the first question I have for you was, how was life growing up in the heart of LA?
I actually consider myself pretty fortunate to grow up in an area in LA that is pretty safe. So I can say that growing up in LA was definitely very safe for me. I felt a lot of love in LA, especially like being around family. And overall, it's just LA is such a flashy city. Like, you can go in like 10 minutes, you're like in downtown, 10, like 40 minutes, you're at the beach. And like, growing up in LA was such an experience because I felt like also I can become a person there. And I learned a lot about myself, especially like growing up there with my family. You know, so in high school, when I started like maturing, growing up, how to like do things on my own. So definitely I was out in the city alone.
Okay, well, I did not grow up in LA. As many of you know, I'm from out of state, but I'm going to jump right into the next question. Is we're just going to go straight forward because my last one of my episodes before I started my interviews was about O.J. Simpson. And I know that was a major case that happened in LA. So I would love to know what's your take on the O.J. Simpson case. And do you think he did it? Let's go for it.
Oh, he totally did it. He is totally guilty. This case is very infamous. My parents have always talked about it at least, I don't know, a few times in a year while growing up. And my mom has always said that, you know, he was definitely guilty. Many people have their different views on it. I personally think that glove fit, but obviously there were other reasons why the glove didn't fit, like blood could have been on it. I know O.J. Simpson had arthritis, so he stopped taking medication when he got, you know, started swelling and everything. So if none of that would have happened, I'm pretty sure the glove would have fit. He's for sure guilty till this day. I'm pretty sure he's guilty. And I feel, wasn't there a book? I'm pretty sure there was a book written. Yeah. I haven't read it. I would like to read it, but I'm 100% sure that he was for sure guilty.
Yeah, do you think that the racial tension in LA played a major factor into why he was chosen not to be guilty? Because his defense team basically said it's because he's African-American that he's being targeted, because he was a well-loved person in the media. He was in all these brand deals, all these commercials, right? Do you think that's one of the factors what led the jury to like convict him not to be guilty, and him going for a retrial and fighting for freedom? Do you think that played into it?
To be honest with you, I feel like racial identity didn't really play a huge role in this trial. I feel like it was more money and wealth. I feel like because O.J. Simpson was such a known figure in the U.S. and he had a lot of money, I feel like that honestly could have played like a huge role when deciding if he was guilty or not. I mean, you don't know, maybe he like slid money down the table and was like, hey, bail me out or something. But even like just an example, I'm not trying to like compare, but like even like Donald Trump, like he got charged for how many like charges? I don't know. And he still just became the president, unfortunately. This man has so much power. This man has so much money. I feel like if you have wealth, if you have power, then you're already at like a whole step above giving you an advantage to like any case.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I just feel like he knew, we hired the best defense team that he could find. So clearly money had definitely played a part. But I just wanted to kick it back to O.J. Simpson because I did talk about him. So I do reference people like I did with the last episode with the Zodiac Killer. So I'm going to just skip over this. We're going to table that conversation. And then we're just going to keep on talking about growing up in L.A. So how do you think L.A.'s culture influence or have any major impact on the crime rate that does take place in L.A.? In rap music is very popular, and it's just most people want to live that lifestyle because they think it's very cool and it's very hip to the time. So how do you feel about that?
I feel like in LA's culture, since it's like you're in the heart of Hollywood there, I unfortunately see a lot of people who are kind of like doing so much things in Hollywood, like smashing stars, stealing from the shops there. I feel like a lot of it just has to do with also like trying to fend out for yourselves and trying to like survive too. You know, some of these people do crimes just to survive, like stealing or anything, but that doesn't give them like a right for them to do that. I'd also just feel like the environment people grow up on, why there can be a lot of crime in LA, especially in more areas of LA that are little more underserved. I feel like there's a lot more crime there just because of the people that they surround themselves in.
With all that said, do you think your parents did a sufficient job of like protecting you from all of that outside noise? Because I know for me, growing up in Chicago, I know a lot of people have their opinions about us, but my mom did a very good job of protecting me and making sure that my safety was her top priority. It doesn't matter where she was in the world, because my mom did travel a lot. She made travel her top priority in that. Growing up in a city like Chicago is very similar to LA culture-wise. Do you think your parents did a good job like taking measures to protect you, like shielding you and like protecting your innocence in a way?
Yes, I can definitely say that my parents did take a lot of measures to protect me from LA crime. Given the fact that both my parents grew up in a very like underserved, higher crime rate in LA. I know my dad, he used to live in East LA, and then he moved down to Pico Boulevard. My mom also lived around Pico Boulevard. And when they were much younger, I believe like in the 80s, 90s, you know, my mom would always get followed by men. Very scary. There would always be like drive-bys or people breaking into shops, and my parents just did not want their kids to live around that area, so we decided to move at Silver Lake, which is a pretty hipster area. But I will say that definitely shifting demographics when it comes to living in different neighborhoods definitely takes a toll, because like I said, where my parents used to live, there's a lot of Latinos there. We were amongst our culture, amongst the raza, so having to move, you know, they knew that they were going to sacrifice me not being around people who looked like me. So growing up, I was surrounded by a lot of white people. But I think that also came with the fact that my parents wanted to protect me and, you know, my siblings from having like no crime around, especially since my mom got followed a lot when she was growing up. She didn't want that to happen to me, especially like me being a woman in this society. You know, it's very scary just to be walking down the street, walking my dog. You don't know who's going to come out and just like take me.
That leads me to my next question. Did you witness any crimes growing up? Because I know I witnessed a lot just by living in a little town outside of Chicago, which isn't referenced at Chicagoland. I also went to a high school that had a high crime rate, which is very sad and unfortunate, but my mom did a good job at that. But did you witness any crimes personally growing up?
Honestly, not really, especially in the area that I grew up in, Silver Lake. It's a very like quiet, family-friendly neighborhood. I think the only crime I saw was like a stolen car, like a police chase. And one of our neighbors, someone broke in and stole their TV. That's the only other crime I know of. But other than that, I feel like Silver Lake is a pretty safe area in LA. Very fortunate for that. However, recently, I didn't witness this. However, I used to go to school with somebody when I was in middle school. And unfortunately, around USC area, there was a drive-by. And unfortunately, he got shot and he passed away. So that definitely kind of hit, because I was like, I used to go to school with this person and he was such an amazing kid, you know, he had a bright future. And it's just like, it's so crazy how something can happen within your circle and it just affects you. And like, you know, my condolences for like him and his family, you know, it's very hard. But having heard that news, especially like around USC area, downtown area, I'm not too far from downtown. It's just like, it's just very sad, honestly, because, you know, there was no reason for a drive-by to happen. Like, especially like all these shootings, like it has to stop. It's not just in LA, it's everywhere. Shootings need to stop. Like, I don't know, the fact that the Second Amendment has more rights than some other people in this country now is quite sad. Like, I don't get it.
I would definitely say growing up, I did witness a lot of crimes. I know a few people that are very close to my heart are no longer here with us because of stuff like this. And I do want to emphasize that Chicago, we do need to work on crime in general and just building a brighter future for our children. These are our babies. They have a bright future. They're here to make the change, and I hope this generation is the change. And so I just want to that brings me to my last question before I unfortunately have to let you go. What do you want to see for the future of LA?
Okay, what I definitely want to see in the future of LA is definitely more protection within underrepresented communities, specifically like East LA and South LA. I have a lot of family who lives there, a lot of family and friends, and, you know, hearing the crimes of just like drive-bys, break-ins, you know, random stabbings, like it's so sad. And I really want there to be more attention to that, because this is my people. This is the raza, you know, we can't just be targeting ourselves. We have to be the people who change that and be able to move forward in our society, in our culture, because the more this keeps happens, the more we're not going to be able to move past, you know, these differences in our society, especially given the fact that we're at a disadvantage being in an underrepresented community. So once we start, you know, having the help from like within our community to be able to move forward, then we'll start seeing less crime. The more we help each other within the raza, the more we can move forward in the future.
Yeah, I would definitely say the same for Chicago. I feel like a lot of young African Americans have lost their lives to gun violence, domestic violence, and all sorts of violence. And I really give my heart out to those who have lost anyone to those situations. Very sad. And I hope that all of you get the justice and things that you deserve and all the prayers. And that unfortunately wraps up the podcast. Thank you for listening all semester. This was really fun. I had so much joy. I hope you enjoyed listening to me talk about things I really do care about, things that really do touch my heart. So I hope Stu doesn't pull the plug on me, and I hope this isn't the last time you hear of me, but I'm very happy with the work I did here, and I hope you guys take away a lot of things from this. Stay, look out for each other. We need to look out for each other. We need to protect ourselves. We need to watch out, and we definitely need, if you believe in God, you need to stay prayed up. If, of course, I believe in God, so yeah. But yeah, that was an amazing, it's my first time doing a podcast and I really did enjoy it. So thank you guys so much. And for the last time, I'm DJ Traumatized, and I want you guys to stay traumatized. Bye.